the fairest of them all. It's you. Yeah, you're right, girl. It is me. Veneer smile, cleavage, French nails, Sonia Rockiel. Arrogance at an all new high. I'm on a different vibe. Every day a different ride. I got a different life and I'm living it. All I need now is a nigga to live it with. Best friend, she keeps it real. I love my pussy, pussy pay my bills. That pussy, pussy, that pussy, pussy, that pussy, pussy, that pussy, pussy. It's so pretty, she's so sweet, she's so good. Wedding days.
Okay.
Speak up so I can get to a good reading on you here.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm on the road.
You're on the road. Where are you?
In Atlanta.
Atlanta. So you're from Florida originally, right?
Yeah. From Miami. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about growing up. I understand that you had a childhood that did a lot of things. And I understand you don't regret any of them.
No, I don't. Just growing up in Miami, Liberty City is a tough neighborhood where a lot of Latinos migrated to, you know, Cuba and Puerto Rico and places like that. And now that we have a lot of Puerto Ricans and Latinos and stuff, we have to, you know, a lot of jobs, you have to be bilingual. And, you know, just growing up in Miami is just hard, you know, getting a job. And with the priors that I had, it enabled me to get a job. So I, you know, I resorted to making my living in the street.
Mm-hmm. You're into stealing, doing the selling the drugs, the whole deal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have an incredible talent for writing. How did you end up parlaying that writing talent to getting this CD out?
I knew I had to do something, and I had been writing since I was in junior high school, just writing poetry and just, you know, writing little plays and so just, you know, just writing and reading. So when I started putting it to music and people were telling me that, you know, I had a talent for it, I just continued it. You know, I stopped for a while and I started, you know, trying to go to school. I went to a school called Barry University. After I got my GED, I went to college, and that didn't work out for me. So I, you know, things just, to me, just started getting worse. So I had to figure a way out, and that was through writing, you know, through my music.
Now, the CD features some really heavy hitters on it. How'd you end up hooking up with TNT and hooking up with all the talent that you have on the CD with you?
It was just. The first situation was with Timbaland. He had heard one of my songs, I think it's Sugar Walls. He heard it in a club, and one of the local DJs, you know, had been playing the song in the club, and he was in Miami, and he heard it in the club, and he told us that, you know, he didn't know who it was, but he wanted to work with her. He said he told Missy, you know, I don't know who that is, but I want to work with her. So he came and found Po' Boy, which is the label that I'm signed to. Mm-hmm. You know, he came and found us and, you know, well, I want to work with her. So that was a big honor, you know, just to have them come look for me to work with me. And as far as the other producers that's on the album, Red Spider, we've always worked with Red Spider. Cool and Dre, Gorilla Tech was one of the first producers that I've ever worked with. And Jazzy Faye is out of Atlanta. So, you know, it's like mainly a close-knit, you know, production team. You know, everybody was like, you know.
Everybody's always saying, you know, once you get your first big hit, you're all set. And, you know, here's your first single. which I think is pretty. It's a great song, but it's about your pussy, which is kind of interesting to have a hit about that. And then even you know the Sugar Wall is about the same subject. And I think you should give equal opportunity to your magnificent breasts as well.
Well, with the song Pussy, that was one of my first singles, and I wanted to do something that would get people's attention. And, you know, coming out of the gate as a first-time artist, a lot of people got it twisted. You know, they didn't know that I was a writer. They didn't know that I was even a good rapper, a great rapper. They just thought, you know, okay, well, this song Pussy, you know, she lucked up on that one, you know, and, you know, she ain't even rapping on that. You know, it was like I got a lot of slack behind it. But when I started doing other songs, not just with, you know, sexual content, but, you know, other songs like Slow Down, you know, people began to give me a whole different type of respect for my music. So with Pussy, I wanted to do something that was not only shocking, but it was an empowerment song. Because I could have just said, you know, I like to get fucked, but it wasn't about that. You know, it was about, you know, pussy's power. Not only is it power, but it's a part of the female's anatomy that she should feel that she's powerful, and it's just something that women should be proud of. You know, that just being a woman. So not only was it a sexual song, but I wanted to do something that was empowering for women.
Well, I think certainly that part of the anatomy is probably one of the most empowering things in the country. And many men have fallen victim to it in many situations. Yeah, I understand that at one point in your life you were a phone sex operator.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a you know conjunction here between what you're doing and what you did. Because I'm sure there are guys out there that, you know, that get your picture, you're beautiful, get a great body on you. And they probably, you know, salute you at night in their privacy of their rooms.
Well, the thing with the phone sex, like I said, growing up in Miami, you're either going to be bilingual or you're going to have a clean record. And not too many jobs that you can do besides telemarketing, you know, calling somebody's house, getting them to switch over their phone service or, you know, phone sex operator or stripper or, you know, not a lot of jobs, you know. So one of the jobs I had growing up was a phone sex operator. I think I had a job for no more than a week. It just wasn't, you know, this wasn't my thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking with Jackie O, and Black Men Magazine in September of 2004 wrote about Jackie. Jackie O positively makes any other hardcore female rapper you have heard in the past seem like a romper room teacher. Tell me a little bit about your name. How did you adopt the name Jackie O?
Jackie O, I got the name from the late president's wife, Jackson Onassis. It seems kind of odd, you know, me being a black girl living in poverty from Liberty City, Miami, adopting somebody, you know, the first lady's name, as powerful as the Kennedys are, you know, Jacqueline Onassis. But I thought the connection, you know, with me, with her, just the fact that she's a strong, beautiful lady that, you know, she had a lot of things go on in her life, and, that didn't keep her from being strong. She's classy, always, you know, well-groomed, just a beautiful Chanel suit, and just the love she has for her family. And, I felt a connection for that, so I adopted the name Jackie O.
I think it's a good name for you. See, a lot of people would say, well, because of what the song's about, that, you know, that you're in the hoe area rather than the classy area. I think that you're a pretty classy lady, and just singing about stuff that you know about and stuff that people are into, you know?
Right.
Don't you think that that's a correct assessment?
I don't think the people that say that I'm in the hoe area, for me or my music, in fact, critics are going to be critics. You know, everybody ain't going to love you, but I don't consider my music as being in the whole area. I have a lot of respect for my fans and a lot of respect for producers and people in the industry and just people in general. They love my music, and never once have I ever heard that particular slogan, the whole area.
But, you're a beautiful woman, obviously, and I assume that you're going to end up in modeling and movies, and from what I understand, you're kind of moving in that direction. Tell me a little bit about that.
I've been doing two different scripts. Well, one script is already done. It's called The Other Side of the Bridge. It's a movie that the Po'Boy family and I did. It's just talking about the streets of Miami and you know, the rivalry between two labels. And it's just a good movie. It's a hot movie that hits very closely to home. And I could identify with the character that I play, which is myself. And it's just a good movie. It's a real, real solid movie when it's dealing with the industry and labels and artists and that sort of thing. And then the other movie that I play in is called Hustler's World, in which I play opposite Clifton Powell, which is the guy that played on Friday with Ice Cube, which is another hot movie. So I'm slowly venturing off into different realms. So, but music is always my first love, and I think will always be my first love.
I'm predicting, though. Here's my prediction, and Mark Snyder always gets it right. You are going to end up being a superstar in the mold of J-Lo, because people are going to start getting into your work as an actress and as a model for things like Asia and cosmetic lines and stuff like that. You're going to end up being a big star, and it'll be good for your music as well, because already you're a writer, you're a arranger, you do all these great things. It'll give you even more freedom if you have that kind of notoriety and that kind of fame.
Well, thank you. I hope you're right.
I'm always right. Hey, Jay-Z said you're the queen of the South. I'm saying you're going to be queen of the whole country.
Well, thank you.
You know? Now, the album, you know, obviously people, when they talk about, I've already mentioned that we were going to have you on the show, and people are writing in and saying, hey, you know, ask about her pussy. I'm like, you know, this thing is not just about that. It's about lovers' betrayals. It's about, you know, talking about the streets. It's about a lot of things beside that.
Right. Well, see, I'm glad you got that. You know, I'm glad that you were able to listen to a lot of different things, a lot of different concepts that I came up with, and a lot of different sounds. You know, all of the producers, you know, everybody from Jazzy Faye to Timbaland, to, you know, they all came out with their own different sounds and their own, you know, no track sounds alike. And that was one of the biggest things. You know, sometimes you get an artist with an album and all of it sounds alike, you know, every song sounds similar. So, you know, I have a couple songs on there about, you know, sex, and then I have a couple songs on there about relationships and the world and life and, you know, and the struggle. So I just wanted to do, you know, a lot of different things. So it's one person pick it up and they may just be into the streets. You know, they get something out of the album. You know, everybody gets something out of the album. You know, it's just not one of, it's just not something about one particular subject.
Are you working on a second album already?
Yes, I am. Only because, you know, I wanted to have as much time as possible just to do my best work and, you know, give people a whole different feel of what Jackie O can do, and not to really go left field with the audience, but just to give people like an idea of, you know, I do hip hop, but I also sing and I also, you know, write beautiful songs. So I wanted to just have as much time as possible, you know, so I started working on it now. And I have a couple songs on there that that sound a bit alternative, but once I put my 16 bars of rap on it, you know, it brings it back to the hip-hop scene. So it's a combination of hip-hop and alternative music.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a little different, a little bit of growth on your part.
Yeah, just a little bit, not too much. I'm growing, you know. I work with a lot of different people, and I get a chance to go in and see how they record and see how they arrange, and that helps a lot, you know. So I'm always open for working because I can learn, you know. It's just not about me. I want to learn. So even when I'm not recording, I always go sit in on a session with producers and different artists. Just
I'm trying to figure out the, you have a tattoo above your left breast. What tattoo is that?
That's an angel.
Ah.
All of my tattoos are of angels.
So is that your other side? You're actually an angel here?
Well, I'm very spiritual, and I do believe that some of us are angels, you know, sent to watch over different people. You may meet somebody one day, and you don't know why you're sitting there talking to that person, and you may give them a message, and it may even shock you that you're talking about that particular subject. I think it's just, you know, we all sent here to serve a purpose, because once our purpose is served, you know, God calls us home. I think if we're still here, it's the reason that we're still here, you know, that our work isn't done. So I just believe in angels. I really just believe that God protects us with angels. My, not only that, but my real name is Angela, and my mom used to call me Angel growing up. So, I love the whole angel thing.
Now, do you, your brothers and sisters, how are they doing?
Not too well. I have two brothers and two sisters. I'm the youngest, and I've always been, I think, probably the black sheep because, you know, they were going left and I was going right, you know, or they were going right and I was going left. I always wanted to do my own thing. And besides, they all left me when I was a little girl. Either some was in prison or some had run off, you know, get married or, you know, run the streets or whatever, but I was always left. I never got a chance to go hang out with my brothers and sisters. I always, you know, I always grew up being alone, felt like I was being alone, even with four other siblings. So I don't know, just, you know, right now I'm just doing my thing, you know. They love my music, they support me, but, you know, right now I'm just trying to do my thing.
We got an email from a woman from New Hampshire who wanted to know how you keep in shape.
Oh, I work out every day. Right now I'm in Atlanta, but I'm getting dressed to go downstairs to the gym and just, you know, either do squats or Stairmaster or treadmill or something. I just do something every day, whether it's lunges or just, you know, even when I'm on the road, I have to do something so I won't feel like I fell off.
Now, Jackie, if you become this massive star that I predict you're going to be, you still better talk to me in the future, okay?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you know, these, you know, look at these people like J-Lo. They become big stars and they won't talk to me anymore, you know? Now, the album is called Poe, P-O-E, Little Rich Girl. And, of course, she is the queen of Poe Boy Entertainment. You can get the CD right now. It's from TVT Records. It's all over the place, so you can get it on the Internet or in your favorite store. And check out this CD. There's some great raps on this. I love the music, and I know you will, too. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Take care.